particular list in verse number 8. Here's what it says. I'll read verse 8 for us. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, with cheerfulness. So the mercy, the gift of showing mercy is what we're going to look at tonight. We've looked at the gift of prophecy, of ministry, a gift of teaching, the gift of exhortation, the gift of giving, and most recently the gift of ruling. And we want to finish that with the gift of showing mercy. And let's ask God to help us before we go any further. Would you bow with me and I'll pray. Lord, we thank you again for your mercy and your grace in our lives. And now tonight, Lord, as we continue or start on this particular topic, Lord, we ask, would you show us, Father, not only that we should be merciful, we know that's true, but perhaps you've gifted some, Lord, that we just simply need to put it into practice, and may you get the glory through our lives even tonight. We thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. The gift of showing mercy. It says, "Showeth he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." With cheerfulness. Would you go to Mark chapter 10 with me, please? Mark chapter 10. And we'll see here as we look in Scripture, and as everything in the Christian life, mercy showing, that's a hyphenated one word kind of thing, mercy showing, that mirrors, that's the blank at the top of their paragraph there, the mirrors the Lord Jesus. What does it look like? We want to take a look here in Mark chapter 10 and find out. Mercy showing that mirrors the Lord Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit, if it's a gift of the Holy Spirit, it's going to glorify Jesus, because that's what he does. He glorifies the Lord through us in these working of gifts and so forth amongst the brethren. Here we see Mark chapter 10. Look at verse number 46 with me, please. Let me give you some definitions for the mercy that Scripture talks about. Mercy, and very, very short and to the point, is this: undeserved help. Undeserved help. That's the blank there on the page. Undeserved help. Well, you don't need it. You don't deserve it. I don't think we ought to do it. Well, that's the attitude of the world. That is not the attitude of God. He shares undeserved help. And here in Romans chapter number 12, the Bible says, he that showeth mercy, this is mercy in action. If you see the undeserved help, it's in action. It's visible. It's able to be seen, etc. Here we want to look at an example of what Jesus did. Mark chapter 10, take a look. Verse 46 is where we want to start. Of Mark chapter 10, and it says this: and they came to Jericho, speaking of Jesus and his disciples, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good cheer," or comfort, excuse me, "rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Here we see an example of the mercy that God expects in us and what he wants to use through the Spirit of God in people in the church. We see Bartimaeus and Jesus. First of all, we see in verses 47 and 48, Bartimaeus, he cried out for mercy. He cried out. Jesus didn't go to him. He cried out for that. Of course, Jesus was in the vicinity, and everyone in Israel at the time wanted to meet Jesus or hear of him. And now word came out that Jesus was coming down the road. You know, how did Bartimaeus know that he was there? Somebody had told him. Maybe the name of Jesus was being shared throughout the crowd. And there he was coming his way. And the Bible says he cried out, "Thou Son of David." Now this cry for the Son of David, he didn't cry out for Jesus. He cried out for the Son of David. He cried out for the Son of David. Isn't that interesting? So what was he doing right away? He was saying, "Jesus, I recognize you as God's chosen, as God's Messiah for our people. You're the one we've been waiting for." So it's interesting how the Bible records that for us. He says, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 47, "Would you give me something that I don't deserve?" You know, it's interesting when Jesus answered him or brought him over to him. It's interesting that Jesus said, "What do you want me to do?" I'm sure, because he's walked that way a few times, and I'm sure up and down the road there's people who beg and so forth. That was pretty common back in those days. Do you think everybody in that crowd knew what Bartimaeus was going to ask him? Don't you think so? I think so. But you know, Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to say it. He said, "You ask me what's on your heart." Let's move on here. Verse number 49, "And Jesus stood still." Jesus, here's the blank, stopped everything. And that was an example. I should say that's the first step of his mercy is seen. He stopped. Whatever he was going to do or where he was going, everything else stopped. And he looked at this man and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Now notice what happened. This is amazing. Verse number 50. "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus." I believe, as we look at especially verse number 50, Bartimaeus showed faith that Jesus was going to heal him. What did he do with his garment? Well, obviously it was a part of his clothing and so forth, but at that time the garment was also a tool for beggars to catch the coins. Whoever was going to toss him something, they wanted to make sure, you know, it didn't get in the dirt, didn't go on the bushes. Toss it this way and we'll gather it. And that's part of their wardrobe was used as that tool. And the Bible says he cast away his garment. If that was what he was using it for, let me ask you, what do you think was in the garment? Money would have been in it. Maybe some coins that somebody had walked by here. Be quiet, you know. But that's not what mattered to him right now. Right. What mattered to him was, "I want to go to Jesus, and I believe he's got mercy for me." Wow. Think about it that way. He showed faith in Jesus' merciful action. Verse 50, he said, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Let's read on here. "Jesus answered, said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight." And he didn't just walk away. What did he do? He followed Jesus. He followed Jesus. Wherever this man goes, I want to go too. I want to be a part of what he's doing and who he is. So the example is there in Jesus. We're going to look at a few others, but certainly this is a great example. Matthew 5, let's go there. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 7. Of course, the Beatitudes are in Matthew 5. And this is one of them, talking about mercy. Verse number 7. And let's read this one together. Would you read it with me, please? Verse number 7, we're in Matthew chapter 5. Let's read it out loud together, please. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The Bible tells us that Jesus expects merciful action out of all of his followers. That's the blank. Followers, all of his followers. That's you, that's me. If you claim Christ as Savior, God says, Jesus said, "I want you to be merciful. That's my plan for you and your Christian life," as well as all these others that are mentioned in Matthew 5. But it is part of what God expects out of us, to be merciful, to be merciful. Have you ever thought before about times you could have showed mercy but didn't? an opportunity came, you look back and said, man, if I had, I wish I would have done that, or helped somebody out, or whatever. Stopped the car, made the call, paid for this, because I had the money in my pocket, whatever, and we didn't. God says, listen, we need to consider mercy with others in our life. The Holy Spirit, and in Romans 12, tells us the Holy Spirit gifts some in the church to be mercy showers, mercy showers. It's something that we all should be doing, but God especially gifts certain people to go beyond what maybe any of us would regularly do, as long as we're submissive to the Spirit of God. Number two here, so mercy showing is that mirrors the Lord Jesus. Mercy showing, number two, let's look at some qualities that recipients don't deserve. That's the blank, don't deserve. And we're looking in Matthew 15 here, a few pages back here, Matthew 15 in the gospel. What are some of the qualities that mercy showers have in Scripture? Matthew 15 gives us one example, and that is compassion. Compassion. Look at verse number 21 with me. I'm going to start there. Verse number 21 of Matthew 15. Let's read, 21 to 28. Would you read that responsively with me? I'll read verse 21. If you'd read verse 22, back and forth. Verse 28, that's where we stop. Verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Okay, thank you. So here we learn, first of all, as we get started in this passage, verse 22 tells us this, that this woman, her heritage is not what? She's not a Jew. She's not an Israelite. She's not from the family of Israel and so forth. She is, the Bible says, a woman of Canaan. And she has a big problem. Her daughter needs God's touch. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, she says. But she cries out for mercy. So here's the blank here. Compassion for those who do not, here's the quality. Compassion for those who do not qualify for it. Compassion for those who do not qualify for it. At that time, yeah, there was a big desire for the Jews to just huddle together, kind of care for each other. We're not here to help anybody else except ourselves. And the woman did not have the right heritage. That's the blank. She did not have the right heritage. And even the disciples said, kick this woman out. They had already heard her problem. Remember, the Bible says she had cried out, here's the problem, my daughter. She's being vexed with the devil. She might die. Would you help her? And that didn't matter to the disciples, but she's not a Jewish woman. Forget her. Forget her. But Jesus reveals something great. Again, verse number 25, take a look. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is what? Thy faith. Thy faith. Jesus reveals that faith in him overrules any heritage or blemishes or privileges that we have on this world. Faith overrules that. Amen. Faith overrules that. That's why those who sit on the throne and those who are locked in prison can both end up in heaven if their faith is in Christ, if their faith is in the Lord. That's a quality, God says, that is part of mercy. Number two, or I should say down below there, Matthew 17. Let's go there. Matthew 17. Just another page over if you're in my Bible, Matthew 17. And again, we have a passage here to read. Would you read responsively with me on this one? Verses 14 to 21. I'll start with verse 14, verse 21. That's where we're going to stop. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.
Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.
And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Okay, thank you very much. So here's another quality of mercy that recipients don't deserve. It's the kindness that Jesus showed to this man. Kindness to those who need more. What did this man need? What did the disciples need? Faith. Faith, that's the blank. In fact, if you go to Mark chapter 9, you can keep your finger here in Matthew. Look at Mark. This is the same situation, same man. And here we here records some very kind of attention-grabbing words to me. Personally, it's always been an interesting story. And here it says in Mark chapter 9, this is again the same man. The Bible says, let me start with verse 22. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Have you ever prayed that before? Have you ever asked God that? You know what? It's okay to say that to the Lord. Because guess what? When this man said that, what happened? His prayer was answered. He said, I don't know if I have the faith you're talking about, but would you help my unbelief? Would you help me to learn and do what you want me to do? Kindness to those, and it wasn't because of him, it was because of someone he loved, his son. Kindness to those who need more faith is another quality of mercy. The Father begged for mercy and faith. Jesus states that the partners of mercy, and here as well as in the other chapter of Matthew, are faith. What's the next one? Prayer and fasting. Fasting that seeks God to work distinctly, distinctly. Hey, folks, you can't fast for the rest of your life, or your life won't be around much longer. But there are distinct things that you're asking God to do. And this particular time, Jesus said, this is something that comes with prayer and fasting, asking God, focusing on Him to accomplish a great work that's coming up. Now, how come Jesus could do that with this particular situation? Because he knew that man was coming. He knew that man and that boy was on their way. Right before this, if we read the chapters, if we would go back and read the whole thing, we'd find out that Jesus had gone off to prayer on his own before coming down and meeting the multitude. Amazing story, but consider that about mercy. We're going to continue this, the gift of showing mercy, next week. But let's show mercy to others. Amen. Yeah. Let's give Jesus opportunities to reach people through us. Let's go find a partner. Let's pray.